org.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are back. Alex Jones taking some much-deserved time off. I am Jason Burma sitting in. We're talking cybersecurity as a coordinator and new agency is announced as they really try to deal the death blow to the free internet, what has really enriched our lives over the past 10 to 15 years. They want to kill. They want to cut its throat. They want to bleed it out. And they want to resurrect it in their image of a complete cashless society control grid, their smart grid, if you will. That's why the census workers are GPSing everybody's home in this country 40 feet to their doorstep. It's a reality. We need to own up to that. That's why he openly stated that all of your medical records will be digitized. That's why he invoked the threat of Al-Qaeda on the internet and the cyber attacks. That's why you're hearing all this hacker talk. That's why hacktivists and alternative media are in the new domestic extremism lexicons out of the DHS, which is being swallowed up and amalgamated into the National Security Agency. And to a large extent, it already had been. They just felt like they needed more and more bureaucracies so that they could suck you into the system. Okay, and now they're just announcing it's part of the national security apparatus. No kidding. All the while, they are indoctrinating the youth into City Year and AmeriCorps and I Am Change. Yeah, I'm going to be like Gandhi and Mother Teresa. But it'll be in a military formation and I'll wear a fascist jacket with the colors of red, white, and black. Give me a break. And again, the first cybersecurity chief just resigned a few months ago, with his concerns, particularly among privacy and civil liberty groups who oppose giving such control to U.S. spying agencies. However, intelligence officials argue that they must be involved in order to defend the country and its networks adequately. Folks, we're playing the clip right now, okay? They track, trace, and database everything you do with your cell phone and everything you do on the internet. That's every search you've ever done, every web page you've ever visited. And it's right here on Olbermann. And let me read you a little backup before we go to the clip, because the judges still have not even ruled on this yet. Okay? Let me repeat that. The judges still haven't even ruled on this. Well, when was it filed? January 2006. This was Hefting versus AT&T, a United States class action lawsuit by the Electronic Frontier Foundation against the telecommunications company AT&T. But AT&T is just the tip of the iceberg. It's basically every telecom company that's major in this country, more than 99% of them, in which EFF alleges that AT&T permitted and assisted the National Security Agency in unlawfully monitoring the communications of the United States, including AT&T customers, businesses, and third parties whose communications were routed through AT&T's network, as well as voice over IP telephone calls routed via the internet. So to an extent, all of your phone conversations, all of your text messages, and again, everything you've ever done on the net. The case is separate from, but related to, the NSA warrantless surveillance controversy, in which the federal government agency bypassed the courts to monitor U.S. phone calls without warrants. Hefting versus AT&T does not include the federal government as a party. Now, let me just say that the reason that this was thrown out initially and is now in appellate court is because the Bush administration illegally granted themselves retroactive immunity. Say it with me now. Retroactive immunity. That means you can't prosecute me for all the crimes I've done, and I made it into law because I'm your Lord God, the government. That's what they did. In July 2006, the United States District Court for the Northern District of California, in which the suit was filed, rejected a federal government motion to dismiss the case. The motion to dismiss, which invoked the state's secret privilege, see, they tried to get rid of it. They said, because of state secrets, this has to go, had argued that any court review of the alleged partnership between the federal government and AT&T would harm national security. Let's just invoke national security. You want to be safe, don't you? Remember, Obama talked about security and prosperity in his speech. In fact, you want to see the whole speech. It's over at the InfoWarrior.com right now with this clip we're about to play. The case was immediately appealed to the Ninth Circuit, where it has been argued and still awaits a decision. 3.5 years later, we are awaiting a decision on whether it is unconstitutional for the government to track, trace, and database everything we do. Are you out of your mind? Of course it's unconstitutional. Of course it needs to stop. But the government loves you, and they will just come out more and more for this, more outward with the Cybersecurity Act, with the Cyberbullying Act, with now a cybersecurity coordinator, a new bureaucracy. But remember, here it is right here. They're already doing it. They're already spying on you. Hit the clip.
To the Dirksen building in Washington tomorrow, the Senate Judiciary Committee will consider whether to protect some of America's most powerful corporate executives from the legal consequences of having spied on the rest of us in this country. On our third story tonight, an AT&T whistleblower today told members of Congress much more than that is at stake with the secret crimes that took place at room 641A of AT&T's Folsom Street facility in San Francisco and potentially at others across the country. Specifically, retired 22-year AT&T technician Mark Klein says that despite Mr. Bush's claims, the U.S. government used AT&T's cooperation to spy not only on overseas communications, but to vacuum up virtually all of America's use of the Internet for years. Email, Googling, web surfing, you name it. Thanks to AT&T's secure rooms like 641A in San Francisco. Cisco, accessible only to those cleared by the NSA. Klein obtaining AT&T schematics showing how the company used splitters to send secure room 641A a duplicate of every fiber optic signal routed through its facilities. And involved not just AT&T customers, but virtually every Internet and telecommunications company, and virtually all email and web traffic in the country. Without a warrant, without any mechanism for separating domestic from overseas, without separating suspect from citizen. We welcome now former AT&T technician Mark Klein, whose documentation and claims are now part of a class action lawsuit against AT&T, one of 38 telecom spy lawsuits. AT&T so far declining to comment on the specifics of these allegations. Mr. Klein, great thanks for speaking out tonight.
Thanks for inviting me.
The Senate is considering granting the telecom executives immunity. You lobbied Congress today not to do so. How come?
Well, if they give them immunity, it would probably shut down the lawsuit that I'm a witness for, and then the American people won't find out what's really going on. And so that's why I'm here, to stop immunity. Congress should let the judicial process go forward.
Two-parter here. First, can you explain to those of us who can use the Internet but would not be able to tell the difference between its physical form and, you know, a box full of guitar strings, exactly what happened in that secure room or secret room, 641A?
I don't know what goes on in the secret room because I didn't have security clearance. Mm-hmm. But I know what went on outside because my job, I worked in the Internet room. My job was to connect circuits into the splitter device, which was hardwired to the secret room. And effectively, the splitter copied the entire data stream of those Internet cables into the secret room. And we're talking about phone conversations, email, web browsing, everything that goes across the Internet. And that device, the splitters, is a dumb device. It doesn't do any selection at all.
Mm. And the follow-up to that, as you mentioned, you didn't have the security, the NSA clearance. So give us an idea how you know all this, in addition, obviously, to your expertise as a technician.
Well, as a technician, I had the engineering wiring documents, which told me how the splitter was wired to the secret room. And so I had to know that in order to do my job. And so I know that the whatever went across those cables was copied, and the entire data stream was copied into the secret room. The splitter device has no selective capability, just copies everything. And we're talking about domestic traffic as well as international traffic, and that's what got me upset to begin with.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Mr.
All Collins, right, let's pull the clip. I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on. All right, and again, this has gone on for at least 3+ years. It's probably been going on long before that, folks. If you don't think that they have a mechanism out there to literally database everything you do, you're not paying attention. And now they want to regulate what websites you can go to, what you can visit, the information on those sites, what you can say. Don't hurt anybody's feelings. You'll be charged with cyberbullying. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 29, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $972.60. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,000.21, $500.11 for a half ounce, and $250.05 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,021, $500.11, and $250.05.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You already know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We are back live this final day of May talking cybersecurity. And, you know, Obama worked in all the slickest of tricks into his speech. Oh, it's to protect you from Al-Qaeda. Don't you remember when Russia attacked Georgia? It's going to be good, good when all the medical records are digitized and we have our smart grid. And don't worry, we would never spy on the American public. Meanwhile, they've been doing it through the past administration, and this administration is really just an extension of the Bush administration, making things much, much worse. The same agenda goes forward. Alex Jones on the line to discuss it with us. Alex?
Yes, yes, from San Antonio now, calling into my own show here. Jason, how am I coming in? Via AT&T, iPhone. phone spy device, which they admit under 1996 telecommunications law is designed where they can listen to me without a warrant, even if my phone is off, as an actual listening device, not just tapping my phone. How is my call coming in on my slave identification tracker system?
It's coming in rather well. AT&T provides the slaves with the best of service.
Okay, look. If you wanted a break, and I just, it's always worse than even Jason says, and Jason, you're the best, but you know, you're just going off what they're saying now. I have been on radio since 1996. Everybody heard me in 96 and 97, right here in Austin and all over the country, talking about the Telecommunications Act of 1996, okay, now 13 years ago. And that stated that federal law was $9 billion of funds to make the phone companies and the telecommunications internet by law, everything recorded, everything tracked. Just like the emergency alert system of 1996 under an Emergency Preparedness Act, all radio, all TV, the final piece of device it wires through is a FEMA box that they can remote control by shortwave radio, which dials in with their audio broadcast and takes over broadcast. So, and all engineers listening know about this. So the Marshall Law Northcom grid they set up back in the 90s, they didn't set Northcom up in 2002. They're out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. That is in control. And so they always say, we took your rights away after 9/11. Your first Bush said, I promise we're not listening without warrants. Then it came out they were. But they made it partisan, like Bush started it. The NSA, without warrants, has been listening to the American people since the 1947 National Security Act, and really before that. But they designed the entire infrastructure with the federal grants to industry and under law, where everything, you know, the joke of the World Wide Web that the shadow government set up was it was worldwide wiretap. You know, that was the worldwide wiretap. That was the big joke. And that's why it's called tech. It is, they call it a control grid. MIT brags it is a control grid. And that's what they're saying with cybersecurity. French news agency today said what I was saying on the show last Friday was that this is a global military dominance system, not by the U.S. The U.S. is just a captured territory of the private banks. And so when they claim, oh, we just started spying on you without warrants to stop Al-Qaeda hitting you and hitting you hard. No, by law since 96, of course they had laws saying blacks weren't humans, the Native Americans should be killed, so you know, forget their fraudulent laws. Everything is a giant wiretap where they're finding out what we think, what we're doing, and they're now announcing they're spying on us to create a chilling effect to scare those of us that know what's going on and to further dumb down the fluoride, mercury head slaves. And so, yes, remember when they denied NSA and DARPA and they denied Echelon and, oh, Alex says they're listening to me. Oh, sure they are. And then now it's just mainstream news in everybody's face, but it's all for your own good. And Hannah Montana, the cartoon character, is out promoting the Cyberbullying Act that word for word says federal bans on free speech. Anything the feds say that could hurt your feelings, federal felony charges, you go read the Cyberbullying Act being promoted on all the kids' TV shows. It's all happening. The end of America. And a lot of you are like, I don't care if they take my rights. I just want to watch football and act tough. Well, they're taking your rights so they can take your pension funds and take your liberties and freedoms so you can't resist and ever get the government back and bring the globalists to justice. This is a rear guard action so the social engineers of the New World Order can control society. Jason Burmis, and I'm going to be covering all this coming up on the show tomorrow, but I'm going to let you get back to breaking that down and covering the news. But this is what the face-scanning cameras on street corners are about, why you can't smile now when you get your driver's license, because it might mess up the face scanners because you're not normally smiling. That's a reverse. You're going through scanners, you can smile and fool them because they're meant for your straight face. That's what the heat resonance ID scans they've got all of us are for to track us. That's what the license plate readers are for. Pentagon design. But the Pentagon works for offshore banks now. We've been seized. Go ahead and laugh, listeners. The bankers will take everything you've got. They are eugenicists. Jason Burmis, take it over. cover.
Yeah, they are taking everything they've got, and if you don't realize it, we're going to be playing a clip up in the next segment where this woman is now forced to take her children to the mobile medical vans, but it's okay, because they have fun colors, and my children like them, and that's where we'll get our swine flu vaccines. Meanwhile, we finally have somebody coming out in mainstream media saying the swine flu fear is out of proportion. An infectious disease expert says fears about the spread of swine flu are out of proportion to the threat posed by the disease, and people who are not showing symptoms do not need to be quarantined. And this is out of ABC News. He's basically saying there's no need for quarantines. This is very mild. It's actually lighter than the regular flu. I don't know why they're hyping this up. There's no need to vaccinate yourself against it. And by the way, this week it comes out of the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota that if you take the regular flu vaccine, and let me hit you hard with this one, you take the regular flu vaccine, you are 3 times more likely to get the flu. Now, who in their right mind would stick themselves with a needle that they pay for to be 3 times more likely to get sick? And even in the article, the mainstream tries to peddle it like it's no big deal. It's not in the headline. Oh, it's a good thing. You still want to take your flu vaccine. These people make me ill. They seriously, really, really make me ill. And that Cyberbullying Act is H.R. 1966. And let me just read some of this. Cyberbullying can cause physical harm, including depression, negatively impact academic performance, safety, and the well-being of children in school. It's for the kids, the children. It can force children to change schools and in some cases lead to extreme violent behavior, including murder and suicide. Well, a lot of things can do that. Should we ban all those too? Hey, they're already banning dodgeball in a lot of school districts. That's how soft we are. That's how soft we've become. That was like what I was looking forward to as a child when I was in school, the 30 minutes of recess to go play a little dodgeball. Maybe we'd be lucky enough to do so in gym class. But we don't want to build character anymore. We don't want our kids physically fit. That's why we feed them high fructose corn syrup cut with mercury. It's not bad enough. The high fructose corn syrup shows that it is the cause of most of the diabetes and, you know, health issues out there for young people. Let's just dumb them down a little bit with a heavy metal. That's a good idea. That sounds great. You know, let's take a call. Let's go to Rod in Oregon. Rod, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. Hey, great job, buddy. I don't want to take you off your agenda, but I guess I came in a little later, but I had a comment about these highway pirates that continue to beat people up, and I get the impression that most of these guys that are in this kind of a mindset grew up on violent video games and watching SWAT team movies.
And well, that is definitely a possibility, sir, and I thank you for the call, but, you know, violence, you know, that was around before video games. It was around before television, and are they using predictive programming? You bet they are. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back at the Alex Jones Show, and in a moment we're going to go to this clip of this woman who's really lost her entire way of life. Homes aren't selling. She's in one of the homes she's trying to sell. She is forced to get rid of her medical insurance, but it's okay because now we have mobile vans, and they're not just for the poor anymore. They're for the middle class that's dying. We've got Alex Jones on the line. Alex?
Yeah, Jason, thanks for sitting in. But, you know, most talk show hosts don't like having to do their shows and can't wait to take off. Me, I've been calling in every day for Thursday and Friday. Today when you filled in, I appreciate it. But, you know, I forgot to make the most important point about the fact that since 1996, they have openly, by federal law, turned the entire phone company systems, the cybersecurity systems, the telecommunications hubs, the internet hubs, into giant snoop grids. The phone company isn't tapped. It is the tap. I forgot the key, though. Everything was surveilled completely, everything recorded since 96. And notice it didn't protect us from the Al-Qaeda attack of 9/11, as PNAC and the vice president called for state's terror attacks, and NORAD stood down. And of course, we know that was an inside job, and now they're saying we've got to have cybersecurity and federalize and take everything over. But don't worry, we won't listen to you or track you. It's just to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, the known CIA operatives who love to take the blame. So that was my point on that. And as for this poor woman in the mobile vans, they say in the FEMA camp bill, kind of like 2 years ago they legalized warrantless wiretapping decades after they set it up, they say the FEMA camps will be these medical centers, and they'll have mobile vans and mobile education, and that, you know, this will be the center of the community, your federalization. Now we have the new federal police, and now they're running checkpoints in Dallas and Denver and Boston and warrantless checkpoints. Again, warrantless checkpoints were in Nazi Germany. Police in black uniforms were in Nazi Germany. Police dogs. This isn't freedom, and it's not going to end any different. It's tyranny, people. This is a red alert. And I just hear there's so many pieces of evidence of this police state and how bad it is, but Anyways, Burmese, just finish up with the clip. And, you know, I guess it's normal, having face scanning cameras and thumbprinting to buy and sell and, you know, having to be biometrically scanned if you're a U.S. citizen to leave the U.S. now, not just when you come in, but, you know, when you go to Europe, they face scan you and thumbprint you. But, see, they're under a global treaty, so they get you in the system that way. But now when you come back in, this is slavery. Biometric scanners of your neck and body going into the airport, this is humiliation. What comes next? I'm telling you, folks, you think it's cute to be slaves. It's not cute. And let me tell you something, too, cops. I think it's fun to serve this system. You have destroyed the country's future, the politicians, the whorehouses that are the state houses of the feds. We are going down the tubes. And unless people rally and wake up and get angry, the New World Order scientific dictatorship is going to win. It's MIT, Pentagon designed. It's far and on. We got to defeat it. Again, I'm like a junkie to get back on the air.
Alex, hold on. I want you to explain to people what Internet 2 is and what this cybersecurity coordination is going to be. It's literally going to be an Internet that is run by the government and big business and big universities. You will have subpages on their domain sites, and every time you get on the Internet, you will have to biometrically scan, folks. You will have to biometrically scan your thumbprint. Yeah, so that they know who you are. Forget about an IP address, okay? This will be your personal biometric data to get on the net. And unfortunately, we dropped Alex because I really wanted him to break down what this is. It is a control grid. It's a more open control grid than ever. They will deny you your website. They will deny you access to information. You think these guys like that WikiLeaks is publishing documentation that the Bilderberg Group are the ones that brought in the euro and the European Union and started talking about it over 50 years ago? You think they like that? They don't. I promise you they don't like that. All right, we're going to play this clip of this woman. This is a national news program, and this is out of Austin, Texas. Hit the clip.
You'd think Shauna Terry does pretty well. She drives a nice car, has a nice house.
It's a big house. Huh?
Trouble is, this house isn't hers. Shauna is a realtor here in Austin.
It's an upgrade so that you've got that tile look.
Desperate to unload any one of these high-end homes in the middle of a market bust.
And when a house doesn't sell, you don't get a paycheck.
Don't get a paycheck.
And this is 12.
With her six-figure annual income a distant memory, health insurance for this single mom and her two daughters has become a luxury they've decided to do without.
We weren't needing to go to the doctor, so it was like, all right, should we have insurance premiums or should we do food, you know? So unfortunately, we decided to kind of let that lapse.
So you rolled the dice.
I rolled the dice.
While Shauna was worrying about her daughters staying healthy, her youngest was worrying about her.
I worry a lot about her and what she's going through.
Does she know you worry a lot?
No, I don't really show it.
But 9-year-old Alyssa couldn't hide an ear infection last March. Shauna had no choice but to take a $100 trip to the doctor, plus antibiotics. When it came to the follow-up visit, she balked.
You waited out a little bit just to kind of see, you know, do I absolutely need to do this, you know?
Within weeks, Alyssa was sick again, this time with aches and a 104 fever.
Now it's starting getting worse.
Did you feel like you didn't want to go to the doctor?
No, I wanted to because I knew they would take care of me and get me better.
Was there any mom guilt? Oh, yeah. Very big. You know, feel like you didn't do what you're supposed to be doing for your children.
That's when the school nurse told Shauna about this, the Children's Health Express van, a pediatrician's office on wheels with no insurance forms and no fees.
How's your ear feeling?
There are 37 more mobile medical clinics like this one in 15 states across the country. Originally intended to serve low-income, underprivileged children, these mobile medical units are seeing more parents like Shauna come in every day who've lost their insurance, lost their job, or both.
I didn't want to be looking like we were taking advantage of something that wasn't meant for us.
We say to them, we'll be your pediatrician until you're in a more stable situation.
The Medivans are provided by Children's Health Fund, co-founded by pediatrician and Columbia University professor Erwin Redlener.
When we have a situation like this recession, where we have a mounting up of barriers for families, it really increases the chances that children will slip through the cracks.
All right, let's pull the clip. Yeah, we're just going to help you till you get back on your feet. Too bad the plan is that you're not going to be getting back on your feet and that we're going to just gut the middle class and socialize medicine altogether. That's what this police state is about. Did I say police state? I meant smart grid. Everything's going to get smarter as we digitize your phone records and Internet 2 comes in. Oh, we'll all be safe and healthy as we take the swine flu vaccine and worship the government. You know, and there's a ton of news that I haven't covered yet. I'm going to try to blitz through that right now and into the next segment. I was watching Bill Maher on Leno in the final week of Leno this week. And all of a sudden, Bill Maher starts going into this tirade about stem cells and the far right and how we should have stem cell research. Well, we really don't have any arguments with stem cell research anymore because they're not going to be using the fetuses of babies, Bill. I'm surprised that you're actually behind this. We've been reporting on stories in the past couple months that they are now making stem cells out of living skin tissue. They're furthering this even today. This is out of Reuters today. U.S. company finds safer way to make stem-like cells. U.S. researchers said on Thursday they had come up with the safest way yet to make stem-like cells using a patient's ordinary skin cells, this time by using pure human proteins. The team at Harvard University and Massachusetts-based Advanced Cell Technology, Inc., said their technique involves soaking cells in human proteins, then turn back the clock biologically, making the cells behave like powerful embryonic stem cells. Dr. Robert Lanza of Advanced Cell sees almost immediate commercial applications. After a few more flight tests, in order to assure everything is working properly, it should be ready for commercial use. So, again, this issue of whether we should be doing stem cell research, it's here. It's there. Don't think they haven't already been doing this behind the scenes. I mean, we're being announced that they're making not only green glowing pigs, which, again, pass the traits on to their children. Yes, that's right. They glow in the dark. But now we have green glowing monkeys that are having green glowing babies. And scientists out in Japan said they have cloned glow-in-the-dark dogs as well. Bioengineering is a reality, folks. It's something we have to own up to and realize is going on right this second. It's the Alex Jones Show. Back after this.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to hit up some other news, and then we're going to go to Chris, Mark, and others in this final segment. It's the Alex Jones Show. I really wanted to report on this just because I don't know what to make of it. That's right, I don't know what to make of it. Iran defuses homemade bomb on plane. Security personnel defused a homemade bomb found on an aircraft during a domestic flight in Iran late Saturday. Iranian media said 2 days after a mosque bombing killed 25 people in the country's southeast. The incident occurred less than 2 weeks before the Islamic Republic holds a presidential election in which conservative incumbent Mahmoud Ahmadinejad faces a challenge from reformers. The enemies want to create a security threat environment before the country's presidential election and to create hopelessness among the people. The official IRNA news agency quoted Mahmoud Hassan Kazami, a commander in the elite Revolutionary Guard in charge of aviation security, as saying, the semi-official Fars news agency, what's this? It kind of goes off. The plot was unsuccessful due to the security forces' awareness, and those behind it were arrested. So I want to see where that goes. I haven't heard about it much in the Western media. Definitely worth looking into. Extra U.S. troops in Afghanistan by mid-July. That's right. You thought we were getting out of the war in the Middle East. That is a big joke. I mean, it's a real sick joke. It's not very funny, but if you thought that Obama was going to get us out of the war, you were sadly mistaken. Remember back in 2006, the Democrats won Congress. They were going to save us. That's right. They were going to save us. Oh, Nancy Pelosi was going to come in with the rest of them. We were going to get out of the war. And then that didn't happen. Then Barack Obama came in and he said, don't worry, we have a plan. I'm going to save you. We're going to get out of the war. Well, now they're sending even more troops into Afghanistan. Says 17,000 extra troops are being sent to fight a growing Taliban-led insurgency. Oh, we have new Taliban insurgents, more al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We are so gullible, folks. Notice we're not hearing about the insurgents in Iraq anymore. Now they're in Afghanistan. It's made up. It's fairy tales. These insurgents are people who are sick of the military killing and raping their women. As the videos and photographs show at the detention centers in Guantanamo Bay and in Iraq, that's what's happening. Put the big boy pants on. Realize the truth. Remember, according to Barack Obama's official plan now, we're going to have combat troops in Iraq till the end of 2011, December 2011. But then when the combat troops leave, we're still going to have 50,000 non-combat troops there, which is a joke because there's no such thing as a non-combat troop. They're in the military. They have a weapon. Guess what? They can shoot somebody. They're a combat troop. And we'll be lucky if it's down to 50,000 by then. They want to expand this war. They want this Eurasian Union to accompany their European Union and their emerging North American Union for their new world order. It comes out of their mouth so frequently, I don't understand when I say it. It's made up. It doesn't exist. You're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, Jason. But when someone like Gordon Brown says it at the G20 on a global stage, yes, yes, oh, we love you, Gordon. Yes, yes. All right, let's go to some callers. Let's take Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Here in Louisville, Kentucky, I just it's getting worse with this Kentucky Derby issue. I mean, we're seeing more and more military every year. Mm-hmm. And the news media propagands how safe the military and the police with the local police department are just keeping us safe out here. And they just do these little show babes out on air saying, oh, isn't this wonderful? It's, I just tell you, where is the minds of these people? They don't realize what they're getting into. And I want to also bring up something else about the cell phones. Mm-hmm. The cell phone tapping, Alex is absolutely right. If we go to war, look how many young people have cell phones. They're going to be tracked for a draft. They're going to be tracked everywhere and followed until you go to war. Don't they realize what's coming?
People are just blind, man. They think that their iPhone applications are the coolest thing in the world, so they're just ready to give it up, give it all up. But they don't understand that, listen, not only does it track and trace you, now a lot of local news agencies are picking up on the fact that if you turn your phone off, they can still tap into it and get the sound from it. So you're talking in a conversation. Your phone's not even on. It can be used to listen into what you're doing. You have to take the battery out. If we had more time, we would be playing one of those clips. I thank you for the call, Chris. Let's jump to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to talk to Alex and you about this fella, Kevin Trudeau.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really very impressed with him at all. And I know that everybody has their freedom of speech. You know.
Well, what specifically? What specifically do you think is wrong with Mr. Trudeau?
Well, all I know is that my wife went off her meds and she died and by next to her bed was one of his books.
Now, what was the condition of your wife?
What
was the condition of your wife? In other words, what was she taking meds for?
She was real sick and she was on a bunch of meds that we had put her on, and they were making her really sick and made her feel really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she just felt like she had to go. You know, I think that was the impetus.
So what was the underlying condition that this woman had that she was on all these medications, sir?
Well, she had that's another story. It might take a little while, but she had pulmonary hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
She'd never smoked a cigarette in her life.
Mm-hmm.
But she had autoimmune disorders which may have stemmed from Henry Kissinger making sure that her class in college got injections with a particular flu type of vaccine.
Well, there's no doubt that Kissinger is one of their lead eugenicists, one of the guys that really puts it on paper, a huge think tanker for the elite, if you will, and I thank you for the call. But, you know, I've read the Natural Cures book, not the whole thing, but now that it's in the office, I've been going through it, and it really just does have some of the simplest, best ways for you to stay healthy. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what your wife's conditions were. I don't know what pills she was on, what kind of medications. I'm not anti every kind of medication out there. However, when you put your kids on Ritalin, what are you thinking? I had to watch this commercial for Ambien CR yet again last night, where literally for 45 seconds they talked about the side effects of suicide and depression and, you know, you may be sleep driving and paranoia, all these crazy things, and they could only pitch the drug for 15 seconds. So, you know, the modern-day pharmaceutical industry, in my eyes, are no angels. And, you know, whether Trudeau is or not, I really do like some of his information. And I don't know if you can necessarily blame Kevin Trudeau for your wife's death, sir. But, again, you're entitled to your opinion. We thank you for the call. Let's go to Rob in British Columbia. Rob, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, Jason. How are you?
Good.
Listen, I woke up probably about 4 years ago to all of this, and thanks to you and Alex and everything, it's all starting to make a lot of sense. My father's in finance, and those people in that generation still don't get it. They still deny all this is going on. But I see the Canadian dollar really rallying right now, and against the U.S. dollar, which is finally showing that the U.S. dollar is fiat currency. It's got nothing behind it.
What's the rate right now? What's the exchange rate?
Well, it's about 91 cents, 90 cents, Canadian to the U.S. So, you know, Canadians, we're doing really well, but our finance minister is saying he's really worried about it and everyone's worried about it. You know, I send money out of the country all the time and it's good for me, but this is really going to show, I think, you know, that your dollar is going to collapse really soon. This is the Amero coming in. The one thing is I read about, it's going to take a while to get enough currency in circulation to cover America, Canada, and Mexico.
Well, I agree, but I think with a collapse, it's going to be a lot easier for them to bring in, I would say, international law and really take away the sovereignty of the United States. Again, amalgamate our laws with that of Canada and Mexico, and it's already happened to a certain extent with the passage of NAFTA and CAFTA. But with this new judge, Sotomayor, I mean, she's totally pro-North American Union, totally pro-SPP. You can tell by her positions in La Raza, you can tell by her statements, and you can tell that she's a team player because she's so anti-gun. And I think she's going to put a nice face on this for the American people. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about this imminent crash of the dollar. I mean, we had Lindsey Williams on about 2 or 3 months ago. He said it was going to happen in about 2 months. I don't think it's been quite 3 months since I've had Lindsey, so he may be spot on the timing. We had Bob Chapman on the program on Friday, and he expects the complete collapse of the dollar in the next 4 to 5 months. Well, I don't know if this is true, but I do know that gold and silver are booming right now, especially gold. And, you know, precious metals are the way to go if you actually want to have inherent wealth. In other words, you want to get past this. You want to have something that's worth an actual value after they crash the dollar. You want to be able to get out of the country. You want to be able to feed your family. Now's the time to invest in gold and silver. MidasResources.com. You got anything else for me, Rob?
The fact that, you know, even if it's the Amero does come in, everyone's talking now about going past it to the whole cashless society. I mean, we might not even need to have the Amero. It's just going to be, you know, everyone's got to take their cell phone. They buy everything that way, and you're completely tracked. So I agree with that. One thing I'm going to add is I got property in Panama. When the shit hits the fan, I'm out of here.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You know, folks, the bottom line is right now, the economy is going to hell in a handbasket, and they can call it a recession. Folks have already been on TV saying this is the worst economic depression since the Great Depression back in the late 20s. And that is the truth, and it's only going to get worse. You ain't seen nothing yet, and that's why they built this infrastructure with the Give Act. That's why City Year is out ready to pledge on September 11th. To join us, because we want change. Join Gandhi. Join Mother Teresa. Join Lord Obama. We shall make the world a better place. The new world order, that is. It's the Alex Jones Show. Back tomorrow, 11 to 3, over at InfoWars.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Sure.